This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for. You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you in Radio Land. We thank God for his goodness and his mercy. We thank God for another day that's free from sin and free from shame. We thank God for deliverance. We thank God for the renewal and the refilling of the Holy Ghost that comes to make us strong. Hallelujah. We thank God that that keeping power of the Holy Ghost yet abides in us on today. Thank God that I'm saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I desire the prayers of the saints everywhere to pray for me. We are going to be reading into your hearing 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 8. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are of this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. But we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. I would that you would consider with me the first verse of 2 Corinthians 5 and 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And our thought on today is a house not made with hands. The scripture reads, for. The word for simply means because we know, because we are assured, because we realize, because we discern, because we are confident that if our earthly house, this house of flesh that's covered with dust, that's temporary, that's human, that's carnal, that's physical, for we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle is a movable wilderness house building, we have to clean, we got to keep it up, you got to mop the floors, you got to do all this manual work. We know if this earthly house of this tabernacle, if it were dissolved, if it break down, if it melt, if it liquefies, if it ends, if it terminates. We know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building. We have a foundation that's already laid. We have a permanent and eternal home on high. For we know that if this earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, our supreme, eternal, omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient God, the everlasting Father, a house not made with hands. It's eternal in the heavens. It can't be invaded. It can't be destroyed, cannot be torn down. It's prepared by the hands of God forever. Never, ever have to move out of this house again. But we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This old fleshly house, the one that I'm living in now, hallelujah to the King. This old building done started leaking. And I know because all of my hair used to be black. Now I got gray, salt and pepper. I'm getting older. I was married with children, working 8 to 5. I notice in my bed, my skin is shedding. I'm looking forward to retirement. 40 years ago, I started out in the gospel, almost 40. And I know that this house, this old fleshly house, is leaking. Oh, and I even tell you that it's leaning. It's leaning because now I'm retired. I got wrinkles done set in, eyes growing dim, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Steps are getting short, breath getting short, pain, arthritis, and rheumatism both done jumped on me. Grinders are few. And some people have to dye their hair. Then you know this house is leaking and it's leaning. But I got another building. A building that's not made with hands. Our souls have got to move out because we got another building. And it's not made with hands. I got to get out of here. Glory to the name of the Lord. This building done start leaking. This building done start leaning. But you know what? You don't have to worry about that. Because God has made with his own hands. He got us another building. Hallelujah to the King. A building that cannot be corroded, can't be destroyed. The moths can't destroy it. The rust can't destroy it. No gun can kill it. Hallelujah. No disease can destroy it. We have a building not made with hands. Revelations 14 and 13 reads, "And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them." A voice from heaven assured them that they could rest. They don't have to war no more. They can rest from the sins of this world and the temptations, the sorrows, and the persecution. Oh yes, our works are going to follow us as evidence that we have walked with God, did his will in the earth. We are faithful and committed to it. It is evidence that we not only live for God, but that we died for him. Oh, I got another building. Another building not made with hand. That voice that came out of heaven, it assured the ones that sleep in Christ. And the world call us dead, but God call us sleep. It assured them. Oh, yea, that we may rest. Go ahead and rest. Hallelujah, Jesus. You did what I told you to do. Hallelujah. You walked in my statutes and you kept my commands. Now all you do is rest. Just wait for my return. Oh, I'm gonna put you in a building. I got another building for you. Hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. John 11:24-25. Martha said unto him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at that day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Let me tell you, we got another building. Resurrection means that we're going to return to life. Jesus calls the death of believers as one that sleeps to simply refresh himself for the next day and arise into a new day. In the morning, we just sleep, y'all. Saints are just asleep. We're going to get up in the morning, but we're going to rise up and we're going to be in a building that's not made with hands. We got to be transformed. Jesus has sovereign power. He is the author and fountain of life. He is the head of the resurrection. All he has to do is speak, and when the dead hear his voice, they will get up. They will arise. He simply said to Lazarus, "Lazarus, come forth." He has the power to raise one, or he can raise millions, as many as he shall call, which is an infinite number. That's what John saw in the book of Revelations. Oh, yes, he saw the 144,000, but he also saw a number that no man could number. He will, in the judgment, raise a number that no man can number. Oh, don't you want to be in that number? I got another building, and this building is not made with hands. This building is eternal in the heaven. This building was put together by God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This building that God has put together. Hallelujah. This is the war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. If the Lord's will, we will continue this message on next week. God bless you and have a beautiful day.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.